CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. My colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Newsweek, Gatestone, and The Hill. And we're joined, pleased to be joined, by Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Reggie, a very good evening to you. Your recent testimony before Congress and all the remarks that you've made over time, we focus especially on the brutality of the Chinese Communist Party towards women, and particularly towards women in Xinjiang, formerly East Turkestan, the Uyghur women. What can you tell us about your testimony to Congress and how it was heard? Good evening to you, Reggie.
Good evening to you, John, and also Gordon. Well, it was a big hearing. It was two congressional committees, and it was Senate and House. And even Nancy Pelosi herself came and spoke as a witness, which is very, very unusual because the topic was such a hot topic. And so what we were talking about is all the witnesses and Speaker Pelosi all agreed that China is committing genocide against the Uyghurs. No one disputed that. But there was a range of opinion as to what should be done about it. So Speaker Pelosi, her opinion was that we should just have a diplomatic boycott where senior officials from the U.S. government would not go. But I sort of brought up the other end, which is that not only should we have a full boycott, first of all, we should try to move the games. Okay.
We're talking about the Olympics, the boycott of the Olympic 2022 Winter Games. Go ahead, Reggie.
Exactly. I mean, we have time to move it. It can be delayed. Okay. And so we're building a movement to move the game so the athletes can compete. But if not, to boycott, and not only to boycott the games, but to actually ban China from the games. You know, South Africa was banned because of apartheid for 24 years. I think that China should be banned because of genocide.
Gordon?
So, Reggie, those people who did not want to boycott, what were their arguments?
Well, there was no one who didn't want to boycott. It was Nancy, Speaker Pelosi wanted a diplomatic boycott, and to me, her argument was not logical, because what she said is, how can a senior official go to the games and sit there watching the games and know that at that very moment, genocide is happening? Well, you know what? The same argument goes for the athletes. How can an athlete go and do her beautiful routine on the ice and all of that, knowing that at that moment, women in Xinjiang are being forcibly aborted, forcibly sterilized, kids are being ripped away from their parents, and there's between 1 and 3 million people who are in internment camps. People are dying in these camps. One of the camps has a crematorium next to it. Okay, so that argument is we should not be forcing our athletes to make this horrible decision of wanting to compete for and do the best and be the best in the world on soil that is stained with the blood of genocide.
Reggie, I want to make sure that everyone understands this is not the first time the regime in Beijing has practiced this brutality. It practices it towards its own people. Over the years, you've explicated that for us. Please help the audience understand what the regime is willing to do to its own people, not just the Uyghurs, but Han Chinese. What is routine towards women these days, and what is routine towards women who resist?
Everybody's focused on the genocide in Xinjiang, and I think that is appropriate. But there was a report that came out by Radio Free Asia towards the end of 2020 that said that, according to an official Chinese news outlet, there were, I think it was 8 million abortions of quote-unquote extra births in mainland China, not in Xinjiang. So in the main part of China with the Han Chinese, they are continuing to forcibly abort women who are either unmarried or third children. And so forced abortion is continuing. And also, this is a regime that brags that their contribution to the fight against global warming is the fact that they prevented 400 million people from being born through the one-child policy. 400 million. That number is greater than the entire population of the United States and Canada combined, all prevented from coming into this world through coercive population control.
A detail, Gordon. Didn't I just read that China's growth has slowed noticeably that China's headed towards being an elderly country in by the year 2050, and that they have no plan to solve that dilemma?
What you read, John, was the results of the 7th National Census, which were released this month. And really what we heard was that there was very little population growth between 2019 and 2020. The total population of China is now 1.41 billion. And many people have said that that figure is inflated for the reasons that Reggie is talking about, that coercive birth control, forced abortions, forced sterilizations have really created a situation where China's population is actually declining in reality. This is going to be a heated debate going forward, but clearly China is now facing a demographic crisis.
You have a question for Reggie Gordon.
Reggie, you were talking about the forced abortion and sterilization policies. I understand that there is going to be a tribunal headed by Sir Jeffrey Nice, who headed the organ harvesting tribunal, that will look at the policies that you just talked about. If you could discuss this a little bit, because I think it's important that the audience hears about this next investigation into China's genocidal and crimes against humanity.
Well, this is definitely a tribunal to watch. So Sir Jeffrey Nice is probably the most accomplished person in the world to lead this tribunal. He led the prosecution of the ex-Serbian president, Milosevic, and also, as you mentioned, the Tribunal on Forced Organ Harvesting, which was in 2018 to 2019. And basically, because of his credibility and because of the information and evidence that they amassed, now basically no one questions whether China is forcibly aborting forcibly harvesting the organs of prisoners of conscience. And I expect that he will do the same thing regarding genocide among the Uyghur population, that you know, China was denying the forced organ harvesting. They've kind of, you know, they still deny it, but they've piped down on that. And once this tribunal presents all of its evidence, there will be no choice for the entire world but to say this is genocide. And by the way, I just want to say this. One of the things I testified about in the U.S. Congress is under the Genocide Act of 1948, to which we are signatories, we are required to, quote, prevent and punish genocide. I mean, so this is not an option. You know, competing in the genocide games does not punish Beijing, and we and the other 151 nations who have signed this international treaty vowing never again need to put some teeth into it and either have these games moved or boycott them.
Reggie, in your testimony before Congress and your colleagues, you all were there together, did you have a sense that this was new information to members of Congress, or were they well informed?
I think that the congressional representatives who were there were pretty well informed. I don't, but I'll tell you what was new was what I said, which was we're required to take action here with our signature. And one of the representatives actually said, you know, according to what Ms. Littlejohn has said, we have to take action. So that was very affirming. So I'm going to be really pressing this about the legal requirement that we have as signatories under the Genocide Convention.
And the road forward right now, the talk about boycott or in some fashion moving the games or some recognition of this brutality, that's not isolated. It's being talked about everywhere. We'll see that go forward. But your sense from this particular meeting was that there's no unanimity on this decision, that they're still talking about in some way protesting, either through the athletes or through the diplomats or the delegation. Still, they're still talking about protesting. We have 30 seconds, Reggie. Is that your sense of it? Still talking about it?
It is my sense. There's a growing movement internationally, and I think that this hearing was huge in giving that movement momentum. And also the other thing is putting pressure on the official sponsors of the games to withdraw their sponsorship. That would be highly effective. And Congressman Chris Smith said he's going to have another hearing where the sponsors are going to be dragged into, or I mean, they're going to be invited, put it
right
that way, to explain themselves, how they can say that they support human rights and how they can at the same time support the genocide game.
Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.